Track 6 and more news stories. Vandals target community garden. Vandals have smashed up a lovingly created community garden in Tynmouth. The Alexandra Terrace Garden was built by a group of volunteers, but before Christmas they were devastated when a handmade picnic table was damaged, plants pulled up, and a planter ripped off a wall. The table had been made by Tynmouth Town Councillor Dan Comer, who built it out of waste wood in his workshop. Dan, who is known as the leader of a group of Tynmouth guerrilla gardeners, said he was extremely upset over the damage. Now he and fellow councillors are offering a £200 reward to find the culprits. The damage to the bench is likely to take many hours to repair. Councillor Mike Jackman said, "We want the people responsible for this vandalism to be dealt with by way of restorative justice. We don't want a heavy penalty, but nor should we shrug our shoulders and ignore vandalism." Councillor Penny Lloyd said, "While this incident is very sad, I am encouraged by the number of good people in our community supporting projects to make Tynmouth look good." Councillor David Cox said, "Dan shows true community spirit and he and his volunteers won't be put off by this. The planter, which was ripped off a wall, has been put back by a nearby resident. Plants have also been pulled up."
Police chopper tracks down lost walker. A walker was helped to safety after becoming lost on Dartmoor. The police helicopter was called in to help look for the missing person who'd run out of mobile phone battery. Police from Ashburton and Chudley were alerted at about 4:25pm on Thursday after concerns for the walker's welfare. A police spokesman said, "With the help of the helicopter, local officers were guided to the walker's location, where they were found safe and well and returned home to their family."
They saw one ship come drifting in. A boat, which broke free from its moorings in Shaldon, was found more than 150 miles away when it washed up in East Sussex. New Haven Coast Guards were alerted to reports of a capsized boat on the coast at Saltdene on Friday. It was discovered the 16-foot Noah's Ark had originated in Shaldon before drifting miles along the south coast. A week earlier, it was thought the Noah's Ark may have been stolen. Alex Howarth raised the alarm when the boat went missing from the moorings on the Shaldon side of the River Teen on 22nd of December. It had been seen the day before. Alex appealed for help to find the boat, which was named after a family member. Now Alex has been contacted after it was found near Brighton and has asked for help to borrow a trailer to tow it back to Devon. New Haven Coast Guard said the boat appeared to have drifted along the south coast before it was spotted on the beach. A spokesman said markings located prompted further inquiries and it was discovered the boat broke free from its moorings at Tynmouth. It took 6 days to travel in a stormy sea from Devon all the way past several counties and the Isle of Wight to Sussex. The boat was secured to rock and the promenade awaiting recovery.
Singers hit the right note with transport charity. Shanty group The Back Beach Boys have handed over a cheque to Dawlish Community Transport. The £250 was raised at a recent fundraising concert by the group. A spokesman for the Back Beach Boys said, "The band was horrified by the arson attack and wanted to help fund the reinstatement of normal services." The Dawlish charity, which provides transport for medical appointments, shopping and days out for people in and around the Dawlish area, was devastated by an arson attack last year. Several of the charity's minibuses were destroyed in the fire.